It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
You know, the truth is that if you follow Tom's advice, it won't be smoothed over. It'll be a nice upward trend that maybe will feel smooth. Maybe that's the right way to describe it. It's not smoothing it all over and making it go away. It's finding the right trend and then figuring out the right time frame to be able to take advantage of that trend. If you want to know more about it, well, go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. You can also follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. And of course, if you want more information on Tom, you can also go to the MoneyLifeShow.com homepage where we have Tom listed among our regulars. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Portfolio, ticker symbol SPLV.
Let me recap that for those who might have missed it. It is the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Portfolio, SPLV. Just out of the name, I know my audience likes this pick, Tom, because low volatility is just one of those things that people really are feeling right now that this should be attractive. But low volatility sometimes comes with other things that people don't necessarily want so much, like, you know, maybe lower returns. So why the PowerShares S&P 500 low volatility portfolio right now?
Well, you're right, Chuck. Right now, for the average investor, they don't have an appetite for risk. You've seen billions of dollars coming out of equity mutual funds going to money market funds or fixed income. And if you in your stomach are not feeling that easy about the market, but don't want to abandon it completely, a lot of people have been looking at low volatility ETFs and for the fact that you can kind of downshift from a risk standpoint. And the whole idea here is the index in this low volatility ETF tracks the 100 stocks from the S&P 500 that have shown the lowest volatility over the past 12 months. So it doesn't mean that you're out of the market, but the fact that you've kind of downshifted your risk to some degree.
You know, volatility only bothers people on the downside, Tom. If the market drops 500 points today, people will go, oh my gosh, the market dropped 500 points. But if the market picked up 500 points, nobody's going to mind a whole heck of a lot. Nobody's going to go, oh my goodness, the market gained way too much for me. Let's go back to low volatility where it doesn't gain so much.
Absolutely. You know, we're at the point where we've had a dismal 12 years of ups and downs. And for the average investor who's 12 years older, that much closer to retirement or deeper into retirement, there are many that are saying, I just can't take the risk. I just can't take the ups and downs. However, I need to have some type of market exposure. I'd like to be able to control how hot that's going to be.
What people are going to assume is you take the volatility out, but I'm still going to get all the upside. Is there an upside trade-off?
Yeah, you do make a trade-off. You can't expect to get the upside. And just to give you some of the basics here, this SPLV ETF has a high concentration in stocks like consumer defense, healthcare, utilities, areas that have had less volatility, but they're not going to pop like areas like technology or financials that do very, very well during strong bull markets.
What is a reasonable expectation for someone buying this fund, since they know they are giving up upside to be able to avoid some of the volatility? What is the reasonable expectation? And, oh, by the way, if we see volatility in this fund, what's the downside they should be willing to stomach?
I think in general, you want to look at it as if the market's going to be volatile and you may have, let's say, 20% swings in the market over the course of the year. Is it going to cut it in half? Maybe not half, but maybe close to it. On the other hand, if you have a 20% upside from the low, from that market low, are you going to get that full 20%? Can you expect to get half? Probably half, but not that much more. So these are the types of things that investors have to consider, because utilities, for example, healthcare, for example, over the long term, haven't had huge, huge growth, especially when you compare areas like technology and financials. So is it a way to move from fourth gear down to second gear? Probably for the average investor, but that doesn't mean you put all of your portfolio in it either.
This is also one of those rare ETFs that yield is really kind of a key factor, isn't it?
It sure is, especially in the utilities area, where over or close to one-third of the portfolios in utilities, you get a decent yield, which overall, that's what people are looking for these days. There's kind of a flight to yield. And as you're on the sidelines waiting for the market to really get some traction, global economies to have some strength, it doesn't hurt to be paid for that.
Absolutely not. And the yield on this one, 2.68%, correct?
Yeah, and that sure as heck beats Treasury these days, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It is the ETF of the week, the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Portfolio, the ticker symbol SPLV. If you want more information on this or any of Tom Lydon's picks as ETF of the week, or just what he does at ETF Trends, that's easy. It is ETFTrends.com. Also, follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends and at Tom Lydon. Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management in California. Tom, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview. Stick around. We'll be right back.